Listener-supported, independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out in WNRN studio in Charlottesville. So thrilled to be joined by Amber Bain, a.k.a. The Japanese House. Amber, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You brought a crew along with you today. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Tell us who's playing today.
Yes, I'm Dom, and I'm playing the bass.
I'm Cam, and I play guitar.
I'm Cicely, and I'm playing saxophone.
Awesome. Well, we're so thrilled to have you all in studio with us. The new album is In the End, It Always Does, playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors at 7, shows at 8 o'clock. We're going to kick things off with a song from the latest record.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3,
Japanese House live on WNRN, Boyhood, off the latest sophomore full-length release, In the End, It Always Does. Playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, doors at 7, shows at 8 o'clock. So, Amber, I read that this album started to come together kind of in the wake of COVID, and during COVID, you experienced a little bit of writer's block. So I'm curious, what sort of kick-started the writing process for you for this record?
I started writing some of it during COVID, where everyone thought they're going to write like 10 albums. And then I quickly realized that I didn't really have anything to write about because I was just essentially having the same day again and again. And then, like with a lot of my writing, a breakup kind of inspired a sudden burst of creativity. And so, yeah, it was kind of just like I was simultaneously finishing my album as well as a relationship, really, essentially, which was weird, but also kind of therapeutic, I guess, in some sense.
Yeah, so you do bring this sense of vulnerability to your songwriting. now that you're no longer in that place, but you're still touring this record, do you find it difficult to sort of tap into those songs night after night, or has your relationship to the songs changed?
Yeah, I feel like as soon as I sort of release something, I kind of stop listening to it, because I listen to things again and again and again when I'm recording them. And then as soon as I release it, I'm like, okay, next. And then I get to sort of hear it through an audience's ear. And yeah, like I'm not feeling what the song is about when I'm performing it. I'm sort of like feeling it through the audience. So what they are assigning it to in terms of their own life, which I think is probably a lot. I don't think it'd be possible to maintain like connecting with that raw emotion that you had when you were writing the song every night. So it's nice to do it in that way. And I sort of like, I think about the music more and like the chords more rather than the lyrics when I'm performing these days.
Yeah. So you're really tour heavy right now. You're doing a solo run. So you're playing club shows like the Jefferson Theater tonight in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. Also playing arena shows, opening up for Maggie Rogers, and some festival dates this summer too. I'm curious, playing these different size venues, do you prepare differently for each different type of show?
Kind of, yeah. When you're supporting, it's kind of a different vibe because you're just trying to be appealing to an audience that you might not necessarily have ever heard of you. They're not there for you, so it's like, in some sense, more pressure because you're trying to get people on your side. They're not automatically on your side, but then also it's not like your show, so it's not as much pressure in that sense. But yeah, obviously, I always prefer my own shows because it's nice to be playing a show like tonight where I just know everyone's a fan of the music, and it just feels like a really great energy when that happens.
The Japanese House live on WNRN. So I want to switch gears a little bit. I read that you guys recently started a book club. So I'm curious if that's still going on and what you've read or what you're currently reading.
We read Giovanni's Room, which everyone was into, I think.
Yeah.
Loved it. James Baldwin.
James Baldwin, amazing writer. Probably one of the best books I've ever read. I couldn't believe how amazing his writing was. And, I mean, it was quite bleak by the end. I think we actually caused us all to have mental health problems on tour, but...
Maybe not recommended for the road.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. It's good to go through it sometimes with a book, but... I know, I actually think maybe next tour we should like do a fun book,
yeah.
Like a fun like comedy book. But yeah, no, we've all been reading a bit. And also, apart from last night, we've not been drinking. So
it's been wholesome.
It's been quite wholesome, which has been nice. We've had to, we've been like reading and eating berries rather than getting trashed.
Foraging.
Yeah.
Very nice. The Japanese House live on WNRN. Now you'd like to play another one for us, a song that you haven't officially released yet. What would you like to tell us about this one?
This one is called Smiley Face, and it's a song I wrote when I was sort of falling in love with someone that I hadn't met yet, who's now my girlfriend. But I hadn't met her, and I was like, she lived in Detroit, I lived in London, and I'd already bought like flights to see her, to meet her for the first time. And I think I was actually clinically insane when I wrote the song because I was like not sleep. I lived with Cicely and Dom at the time, and I wasn't sleeping because I was on her time frame. So we would be on the phone, and I'd stay awake till she would fall asleep, and then it would be like 1 hour, and then I'd wake up. So it was I was just like quite a mental vibe.
Yeah, I'd go to sleep, and you'd be on the phone, and I'd wake up 9 hours later, and she'd still be on the phone.
Yeah. And then I was doing a studio session with some friends, and it was actually for someone else's stuff, but then I just kind of like couldn't really contain this song, and I thought I was writing it as a joke, but it turns out I wasn't, and decided to release it. But I really like it. It's like I've really enjoyed playing it on the road. I've never done that before where I play a song where I haven't released it, so it's kind of interesting to see people's reaction that way round, because I've never done that before, but it seems to connect really well with the crowd, so that's exciting.
Well, we're excited that you're going to play it for us today. The Japanese House live on WNRN.
1, 2, 3.
Staying up too late, but it's
said that sometime her friend Eddie wants to meet me. Back to laying her at the table. 3 weeks I'll be getting off the plane. Seen him written down, but how do I pronounce her name? Friends will think it's crazy, you know what, maybe it is. But who cares, cause something's happening. I feel happier. I could be losing my mind, but something's happening. Jumping on a jet, head showers, getting off a plane. Gonna meet her in the short stay. My friends will think it's crazy, and maybe I am. But who cares, cause something's happening. I feel happier. I could be losing my mind. Something's happening.
The Japanese House live on WNRN, previously unreleased song, only been road tested and then now here in the WNRN studio called Smiley Face. The latest full-length album is In the End, It Always Does. The Japanese House playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors at 7, shows at 8 o'clock with Abby Holiday opening up. Amber, thank you so much for joining WNRN today.
Thank you so much for having us.